Hey girl, welcome to a new episode of The Fearless Mujer. Before I dive into this week's episode, I want to invite you to join me at Cafecito and Amigas virtual hangout. If you're new here, this is something that I used to do a lot of. The last one I had was back in December in person in Fort Worth, and it was amazing. Let me tell you, if you are craving authentic connections and meaningful conversations with other strong mujeres, this is for you. So this is happening Thursday, April 4th at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, it's virtual and it's free. So what better way to come connect with women, take a break from the busyness? You know, I advocate for making space for you. Again, go to fearlessmujer.com/events, sign up there, and I am looking forward to connecting more with you. All right, amiga, one more thing. Before we dive into this episode, I want to ask you a question. This is something that I get asked a lot, not just by clients, but people who are part of the Fearless Mujer community. I get asked this simple question: how do I share my story? And though it sounds like a simple question, it's not that easy to actually do when you've gone through a lot of stuff, right? When you've been hurt by others, when you've been betrayed, when you've just really had to overcome a lot, it's not that easy. It's actually scary because for many of us, we were taught to stay silent, to be quiet, to not be loud, to not talk like that, right? All of it. And so I designed something specifically for you. This is for the mujer who is a storyteller at heart, who is ready to transform her captivating narratives into her own empowering tales. This is a free 3-day workshop. We are going to shatter silence together and embrace the strength in our voices for 3 days. This workshop is the Speak Your Truth workshop, and it is your invitation to step into your power and amplify your voice. And amiga, you don't want to miss out on this, okay? Because together, we're going to celebrate the boldness, the courage, and the unapologetic, authentic mujer who refuses to stay silent any longer. Okay? It's not your ordinary workshop. This is you making space for you while nurturing your inner self, elevating your mindset, and learning to trust yourself. Look, amiga, I used to care what people thought about me, but I also got really tired of shrinking myself down and caring what others thought about me. I've built two podcasts. I learned to heal my voice through the podcast, and I created a powerful message that inspired others. And I even wrote a book, one that was actually hard to write. The story I shared was painful because no one wants to talk about sexual abuse and other hard things. So, amiga, this is me inviting you to stop minimizing your powerful voice and to stop dimming your light. If you are a mujer who is desiring and aspires to start her own podcast, write a book, mentor and lead others, build community, start a ministry, or maybe you just want to share your story and your message on social media, this workshop will empower you to stop holding back. You'll learn to amplify your voice and you'll stop waiting for permission from others. This is where you break up with fear while also being supported in a safe space without judgment. So, how do you sign up for that? All right, this is a whole different link. So, in order to sign up for that, this link will also be in the show notes. Go to bit.ly/my_story_workshop. And you can go ahead and click on that. If you have any issues with the link, please message me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer. All right, amiga, God bless you. And I cannot wait to help you ignite that fire inside of you to speak your truth. Again, you'll find out more details at that link. This is happening Monday, April 1st, Tuesday, April 2nd, and Wednesday, April 3rd. At 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, amiga, enjoy this episode. All right, so today I am going to dive into a topic that I get asked frequently. And that is, what made you become a coach? How did you know that you wanted to be a coach? How did you know that you should be a coach? How did you know what you were supposed to teach people? And I think this is such a great question because to some capacity, if you feel led to be a coach and you're kind of confused about it, I just want you to know that to some capacity, you've probably already been functioning this way. Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. All right, so today I am going to dive into a topic that I get asked frequently, and that is, what made you become a coach? How did you know that you wanted to be a coach? How did you know that you should be a coach? How did you know what you were supposed to teach people? And I think this is such a great question because there's so many of you out there that have the gift to teach, to mentor, to shepherd, right? Which is a spiritual gift. And if you don't know what a shepherd is, I mean, you can Google it. Basically, it's someone who leads sheep, leads the flock, right? And a shepherd is a leader, right? They have the job of keeping everybody in line. And not to say that a coach does that, but in a way, a coach does, because they are holding people accountable, right? They are teaching people and guiding people pertaining to what they're coaching on. Now, here's the thing, okay? I would love to tell you that I started coaching and podcasting because it was always a dream of mine. It wasn't, okay? Let me just say that. It really wasn't. If you have never read my book, I highly recommend that you grab a copy of it. You can go to Amazon. Just type in Dear Fearless Mujer. That's the title, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More. And you'll see a pretty cover of a brown girl, very cute, very pretty, with a chongo. So here's the thing about coaching, okay? What led me on this path was not because it was my dream. It really wasn't. I went through a traumatic, devastating moment on my life journey. And it's a little bit of what I talk about in that book. That book is about healing, and it's also about sexual abuse and what I went through as a mother, but also how I was re-victimized. And so it is something that we don't always talk about in our community, in our culture, because we are taught to stay silent. A lot of us have been. And so that is why I love the generation that we are now, where we've learned to heal, we've learned to recognize toxic traits, we've learned what generational trauma is, and we're able to now do something to heal. And in us healing as a whole community, we're able to heal the generation behind us and maybe even the generation that came before us, right? So that is really what led me down this path. It was something that was very heartbreaking. And while I was on my healing journey, I really felt inspired by God to share my stories. Now, I didn't know that it was going to be a podcast, okay? I was just kind of sharing in a Facebook group at first. It was like coffee with Mika. Like I was there with my cafecito, right? And slowly as I began to kind of dive into things, because I typically don't like to be on camera, which kind of works against me because I should be showing up live some more. But I started kind of just making these videos, okay? And so I began to share. Women were encouraged. And then I began to dive into podcasting. And I have no idea why, okay? All I can say is it had to be God. He put it on my heart. And I just started to research. I spent hours. I spent days. I spent so much time researching. Now this was during the pandemic. I had a lot of time on my hands. So you can say that I used my time wisely. But I just began to research. And this is why in my podcast coaching, which is something else that kind of just fell into my lap, it really wasn't something I set out to do. So in podcasting, I teach women what they need to focus on and not focus on. I teach them how to make it very easy so that, you know, you're not stuck in your head around a website and a title. You're just kind of like, what's my message? Who am I going to share it with? Let me put it together, right? Like pieces of a bigger puzzle. And that's exactly how I can describe it. And the beauty is that I blend life coaching with podcasting because there is a lot of fear around podcasting, believe it or not. Why we feel exposed. I've talked about this on Instagram in my stories. If you're not following me there, go to the Fearless Mujer podcast and give me a follow. Okay, so now I always felt that I was supposed to help people. I just didn't know how. And as I launched the first podcast, I didn't even realize that I was mentoring women already, okay? And I'm sharing this with you because to some capacity, if you feel led to be a coach and you're kind of confused about it, I just want you to know that to some capacity, you've probably already been functioning this way. This is what I told one of my clients. She's like, I want to explore what coaching looks like. And what I said to her was, well, you know, what are you doing now, right? Kind of share with me your journey of what you're doing. And she had a full-time professional career, right? But she was also mentoring other women and she's coaching them. And it's very specific and detailed. And there's a theme across the women that come to her. So if you feel that you want to be a coach, if you feel passionate about that, chances are that you are already functioning in that area or you have in the past to some capacity. And I want you to just kind of think about the women you've helped. Maybe they've come to you for advice and maybe there's a way that you hold space for them. But look at the theme. There's something very specific, okay? Now, what happened when I had the first podcast? So I might be jumping around a little, just kind of bear with me. I have to give you a little bit of a background before I kind of dive in deeper. So what happened is that women were messaging me. I had a different Instagram account and they're like, this episode that you shared, it really spoke to me. Like the first episode that I talked about was depression. Why would I go into such a deep topic on the first episode, right? But what I didn't understand was that women were looking for realness and vulnerability. And so the first woman that reached out to me, and I wish I had the screenshots. I lost them. I'm going to try to look for it. But the first woman that messaged me was a woman from Denmark, I believe. And she's like, I have been going through depression. What I loved about her was that she actually traveled in this. It kind of looked like a Scooby-Doo mystery van. I don't remember what it's called, but the mystery mobile. And she lived there with her boyfriend. and they traveled, and she always posted these beautiful pictures of her in the water and in a river and just her outdoor adventure, which you would not tell from her social media account that she was struggling with depression. But all that to say, she seeked me out and I began to just mentor her. Like, I would meet with her on Zoom. I would respond to her messages. And then there was a woman from Nigeria, which I thought I have nothing in common with this woman, but she really wanted to lead and mentor others. And she didn't know how. She had a network marketing thing that she was doing, like direct sales. And I began to meet with her. I gave her like 4 sessions. I kind of just helped her with her goals. So it's crazy. I know it's so crazy because I didn't understand what I was doing. Okay. I didn't understand. I didn't yet see myself that way. And there was already this wisdom. There was already something that women were seeing in me that at the time I couldn't see it, right? This was what, 4 years ago? If I go back though, I can see moments when people were coming to me for advice, when people were coming to me for honesty. And so I would love to tell you that I got into coaching because it was my dream. It wasn't. Now, here's what happened, okay? At the time, I had gone back to school. I felt like I was supposed to help women, but I thought it was supposed to be in a church setting. And that was when, on my journey, I just began to see a lot of things in the coaching industry that I didn't really agree with. And as a woman of faith, I felt like, how come we're not speaking up more about the identity that we have in God, the freedom that we have in God, right? The freedom that Jesus brings, the healing, because that was my experience, right? After having gone through something so traumatic, and not even just that season, but other moments in my life where I don't even know how I overcame or got up, except to say that God saw me through, that God helped me to see things and put things into perspective, that switched my mindset, that God helped me to see myself for the more that I could be, that I could do, that God helped me to see beyond my external circumstance. So all that to say, this is not a Bible study episode. This is not a let me shove my beliefs down your throat episode, right? This is my truth. And so as I began to go down my healing path, I realized the power in healing. I realized that when you heal, you are so empowered that you see yourself completely different, and you're finally able to face things about yourself that need to be healed so that you can now step into your next season. So all that to say that sometimes the type of coaching that you're meant to do is something that allows other people the space to heal, or that gives other people part of your wisdom, right? Because here's the thing. Same client that I was just talking about a little while ago, I shared with her, there is something that people are seeing in you that maybe you are not seeing in yourself. And what do you think that is? Share your story with me. How did you get to where you are? She shares this story with me of having gone through divorce. She shares this story with me of how she had to kind of come to a place where she wanted more. She wanted more as a mother. She wanted more for her life. And she picked herself up and she did the work to get to where she is today. And so I'm like, that is amazing and resilient. And people need to know that you weren't always where you are today. You weren't always who you are today. Okay. There's something powerful about that. So it's possible that maybe if you want to be a coach, maybe the type of coaching that you're supposed to be doing is part of what you did to get to where you are. Okay. So this is where I want you to get out of your head. If you feel like you are supposed to mentor other women, if you feel this deeper passion to want to empower other women, this is where I need you to get out of your head. Remember, we're on season 7 of the podcast. This is all about mindset. Okay. If you feel that you are supposed to help others, this is where I want you to stop worrying about, should I get certified? Okay. Should I get a website? What qualifies me to do this? Let me tell you something, okay? And I'm going to be so real with you. If God put it on your heart, you're qualified. Okay. If you've overcome some hard stuff, you're qualified. This is not like traditional schooling where people are like, let me see where you got your bachelor's or master's degree from. No. People want to know you can help them. And if you can help them, then you're qualified. Now, later, if you decide that you want to go get, you know, some kind of credential, absolutely, go do it. But I'm sharing the truth with you. Now, of course, this is where you have to have integrity, right? You have to know that, yes, I can do this. I'm not going to promise something that I cannot do. You have to have that integrity that, like, I can do this. I know for sure. And you are your best client, okay? I've always heard that in the coaching industry, and it's true. You are your best client. You have to apply what you are doing and implement it, because you are the one who is having authority in that space. And if you're not doing the work, then how are you going to help other people? Okay. And this is why any good coach is going to continue doing the work on themselves, because we are constantly evolving, right? What I started doing when I started coaching isn't what I'm doing now. Yeah, I still apply some of that, but because I've learned more, because I've gained more tools, I'm able to now implement other things and offer other things for my clients. So here is what I also want you to know, that you have to look at yourself as the person who can absolutely coach others. Okay. If you're focusing on and magnifying what you feel you're lacking, you're not going to be able to coach others. It's not going to be possible. So there really is a point where you have to come face to face with your limiting beliefs, because that's a lot of the work that you're going to have to do. A lot of inner stuff that you're going to have to allow to come to the surface so you can get real with yourself, get over yourself, stop taking yourself so serious, and then decide, okay, do I want to do this? And if I'm going to do this, what does this look like for me? Okay, so that's what I want you to understand, that if you feel so passionate about helping other people, what is it that you are doing well? What is it that you have done well? Because here's the thing. I have talked about in the past that I have this secret sauce, okay? And I'll tell you what it is, all right? And if you've coached with me, you can attest to this. My secret sauce, besides, oh, tongue twister. My secret sauce is that I'm able to help others feel safe, because there is a unique way that I make space for others. There is a unique way that I help others see themselves and see the parts of themselves that need healing so they can get to where they're going. You can't see the parts of yourself if you don't make space for you. This is why I advocate this. That's it. That's my secret sauce, okay? It is because I had to learn to make space for myself. It is because I understand that not many of us Latinas felt safe. And when we find those safe spaces and safe people, we are able to grow and explore so many deeper parts of ourselves. And we're able to feel like we can accomplish anything. Seriously. So aside from that, right? I'm really great at helping others share their story. I'm really great at helping others understand, especially podcast clients, like, who are you talking to? Right? What's your bigger message? So there's so much more that I do besides that, but that's my secret sauce right there. The secret sauce is that one thing that you're like, dang, I'm really good at this. And this is where you have to allow yourself to admit and acknowledge to yourself that you're good at that. Because for some reason, we have a very hard time, right? This is where the imposter syndrome kicks in. As a Latina, I can tell you that we struggle with this. I've seen it. Most of my clients are Latina. It doesn't matter what season of life they're in, what their profession is, what their title is. There's some imposter syndrome there, okay? And part of it is because we weren't allowed to celebrate ourselves. Many of us weren't, right? And so you have to celebrate yourself. It is something that I have struggled with. I still have to work on that. I have to remind myself, like, you earned this. You have the credibility. You've done a lot of things that have got you to where you are. You've done the work. So you have to be able to coach yourself. If you want to coach others, you have to also coach yourself. You have to make space for yourself and allow yourself to really be real with, like, what is my secret sauce? What can I say I'm really good at? And here's a great activity for you if you want to explore this. So think about what you can help someone with. Think about how long it's going to take you to help someone with that. Okay? That you can say, I can help them with this. I don't know. Maybe you're a great meal prepper, right? It doesn't have to be something so inner, like, inner work stuff. It could be that you're really great at goals. You're really great at talking to others and networking. And maybe someone wants to learn that from you. There's something that somebody wants to learn from you, right? There's something that you're doing that someone sees that you're like, dang, you're an expert in this. You're a leader in this. But you have to know how to position yourself. And I'm going to be very honest with you. A lot of times we spend so much time and focus on social media, okay? We think that because we post something, people are automatically going to come. We think that because, oh, I posted this and no one liked it, or I only got 5 likes, that we're just not good enough then. Just forget it. I don't want to do this. You cannot have that mindset. You cannot have the mindset that just because I didn't get any likes, that means no one cares about what I have to say. Let me tell you, that's not true. Okay. Most of my clients have come from what I'm doing right now, and that is sharing my thoughts and my heart on the podcast, sharing my expertise here. But one of the things that this podcast has done is it has not just made space for myself and for others. It has been the tool that has created trust, nurturing, and it has been the tool that has allowed other people to get a taste of what my coaching is like, right? Because you can listen to a podcast. This is a lot of times why you keep feeling stuck and hitting a wall, and this is in any area. You may feel like I can accomplish anything. I heard this on this podcast and it helped me. But without applying it to you in a custom-tailored way, it makes it difficult and it makes you kind of spin in circles because it's not customized to you. You will get help on a podcast. I can say this for myself. I can listen to a business podcast and it may help me in the moment and be like, oh, that was really good. That switched my mindset. That was insightful. But I may be left with a question of, wait, how do I apply this to what I'm doing? Right? Because my coaching is unique in that I'm a life empowerment coach, right? I'm a podcast coach also. And I also help people who want to be aspiring coaches, people who aspire to do that. And so the unique thing about what I do is that after I'm done with an introductory coaching, which is a few weeks, maybe 6-7 weeks, I offer accountability coaching, because introductory coaching has now set the foundation and you now understand as a client, okay, these are the things that I really need to work on and this is what I do well. That's what I teach my clients. And because at that point, you've now had so much belief in yourself, you've set the foundation, we've watered some of your seeds, you're now able to say, okay, I really want to focus on this. This is the thing. And that may be that you want to be a coach. That may be that you want to start a podcast. Maybe that's what's next, right? So we go from where am I? What do I want to do? To, okay, this is what's next for sure. This is what I want to work on. One of the things that I'm going to start helping one of my clients with that we just wrapped up a introductory coaching. One of the things that we're going to start working on is her writing journey. She just wants to get started and she wants that accountability. She wants me to help her gather her thoughts, put that in order. And so that's something that I'm exploring, right? Because my client was like, will you help me with this? I'm like, yeah, girl, let's do it, right? I've done it. I can teach you. So here's the thing, okay? There is something that you have done well. Maybe you're not seeing it. This is why mentoring and coaching is so powerful, because mentors see things in you that you don't see in yourself, right? I tell my clients this right here. You can never see yourself. In fact, you can only see a reflection of yourself. And because of that, you're constantly just going, going, going. You don't stop to actually evaluate or analyze what you're doing and what you're doing well. This is why celebrating and self-reflecting your journey is powerful and important. So there's something that you are doing right now and you're doing it well. And that's the thing that people need. That's your secret sauce. So once you find your secret sauce, you are going to be able to understand what kind of coach you are, okay? Because that's the key as well. That's one of them. Understanding what kind of coach you want to be, right? I'll share something with you, really funny story. I remember one of my first coaching programs. So it was a mastermind. So there was a couple of us. We were all like kind of helping each other, right? And so I met up with one of the girls. She was a style coach. And I remember telling her, I feel like I need to change my appearance, like my clothing at least. Like maybe I need to be more professional. And here's what she said to me. She said, but Micaela, when we see you, when you show up, when we see you on social media and you show up with your graphic tee, right? You show up in your t-shirt and your jeans and your sneakers. That's who we know. That's how we know you. That's your brand. That's you. That's how you show up. And that's what makes you confident. And I realized, and this was early on, right? I realized, why am I trying to change? They are right. I've already positioned myself as I'm confident this way. And this is what makes me real. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. See, so I've had work to do. I'm still working. I'm still evolving. So I want you to understand that there's no wrong or right way. Find out who you are. Find out who you want to be, right? As a coach, how do you want to be viewed? How do you want to show up? What do you want to be known for? Because if you can understand what you want to be known for, then you can now use that as a guide to help you begin to set the foundation for your coaching, your type of coaching, right? and then find out your secret sauce. Now, remember I mentioned earlier what my client had done to get to where she is, right? I asked her, take me step by step. Share with me what you did to get here, step by step, break it down. And she did. I said, that's what you need to teach people. So step by step, break down how you got to where you are. That is what you need to teach people. And sometimes it's not the technical stuff. It is the inner stuff. It is what you have. Again, your secret sauce. Okay? Once you break down the step by step, you can now create a curriculum. I know it sounds like so academic, but it's not. Right? Maybe your curriculum is some slides. Maybe it's that, okay, here's 5 weeks of coaching. Week one, here's what we're doing. First step I took. Week two is the second step I took. Now I'm going to help implement this so that people can use it as a tool, as a guide, right? I once read a book about creating your story brand. And if you're in the coaching field, you may have heard of it. If you are someone who has a brand, you may have heard of it. Now, I'm going to share with you this way because I understood it in this way once I heard it this way. So many of us are familiar with the movie Hunger Games, right? The very first one, okay? I just watched it the other day and I can't even remember his name, but one of the guys that he was supposed to be helping Jennifer Lawrence, right? Basically kind of prep her and help her as she was in this journey of her Hunger Game, right? Of the Hunger Games. I am super wired, so I'm probably talking in circles, but just bear with me. But basically, he was her guide in Hunger Games. He was going to help her understand Hunger Games and how to win, how to show up. You got to watch the movie to understand it. If you can understand that, like how he was guiding her on her journey, then you can understand that you are a guide on someone's journey. A coach is not a therapist. A coach is not there to kind of make excuses. A coach is not there to tell somebody what to do. A coach is not there to diagnose. A coach doesn't do that. A coach is a guide. A guide onto what is next for that person. So if you can understand this and break it down in that way, then becoming a coach won't seem so complicated or scary. Okay? Now, why did I share this? Because I have had a lot of people ask me this question. And this is literally how I got into podcast coaching. Okay? I wasn't thinking of doing that. In fact, I felt unqualified. In fact, I didn't understand how I was coaching, teaching others, you know, to share their message actually was part of podcasting. So you see how everything I've done has kind of just came full circle. But I remember I would keep getting messages from women about podcast coaching, and I'm like, man, how do I answer these questions, right? So I finally one day was just like, man, maybe I should have a masterclass. I'm just going to do it, right? And I went ahead and put together a landing page. If you don't know what that is, it's basically just a page where you get information on something, you put your email, and then you either sign up for a webinar or you get a PDF or something, right? There's a resource. So I had about 50 women who signed up for this masterclass, and then I had about half of them, 25, come on and show up. And so from there, I got about 5 clients, and I made an extra $3,000 from something that I wasn't even thinking of. See, there was a secret sauce that I had. There was the way that I was delivering this, but I couldn't see it. So I'm sharing this with you from experience, that chances are there's something you're delivering a certain way and people want it from you. Okay, so I hope that this got your head spinning as far as ideas go. I hope that this got you out of the box and thinking a little bit differently about what you thought a coach was or how you thought you should be a coach. Because if that is something that you want to explore, girl, explore it, okay? And if you're like, Micaela, I want you to teach me, help me find my secret sauce, girl, I would love to, okay? Hop on a call with me, DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you could go to fearlessmujer.com/contact. I would love to talk to you a little bit more and explore your ideas and see if this is something that is worth pursuing for you. Because you know what I'm going to tell you, right? I'm going to tell you, do it. Because people need what you have. Do not disqualify yourself before you start. Do not minimize your gifts and what you have to bring to the table, because you have a lot to bring to the table. What you have is juicy. People need it. So, amiga, I hope that this episode inspired you, right? Again, season 7 is all about mindset. Switch your mindset, even about the things that you aspire to do, because I promise you it is going to change everything for you. All right, amiga. Hey, I love you. God bless you. Send me a DM. Reach out to me. Share this episode with one of your amigas who you feel would really resonate with this. Have an amazing week.
Amiga, did this Cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey, girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga, God bless.